from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tonight, Fan Day at the K. You got the hot dog derby. We've got our man Dusty throwing out the first pitch. We'll give our thoughts on all of the festivities this evening, and hope to see you guys out at Kauffman Stadium. And that's where we start, with the Royals and what they are able to do over the weekend in a dominating effort against the Cincinnati Reds. They beat up on, I won't even call it a bad team. I mean, this was a 500 Cincinnati team who's not going to make the playoffs, but
they were playing really good baseball coming into this series.
They were right around 500, and you flat out dominated them to the point where you're now just three back in the American League Central. You had some great storylines throughout the weekend with Blanco, et cetera. But ultimately, The biggest positive besides the standing shift is also to see Lucas Erceg, who we'll talk about later on this hour, continue to be as dominant as anybody in a while coming out of that Royals bullpen. And he's been as good as just about anybody in the bullpen in baseball the last 2 weeks in particular, just with the stuff and high leverage. But think about it. Here we are, August 19th. And the Royals are three back with seven to play against the Guardians. They now have a little bit more of a cushion over the Boston Red Sox.
Three and a half games.
That's legit cushion.
It's a healthy cushion with 38 to play.
Yes. And Brady Singer yesterday, even with the rain and everything like that, ends up settling back in and giving you a quality start.
I'll say this has been the most excited I've been coming out of a weekend, it feels like, in months. Not that they haven't had a great season, and we didn't know at other times they were a good team, but they stuck it to the Reds. They outscored them 28-3. The Reds had hit 10 home runs in their previous seven games coming into the series and got held to one run per game. So the Royals starters destroyed them, right? We had spent some time talking about how we had really undersold Waka. He had a great start. Brady Singer bounced back. And I know it's not going to be he can't pitch against good team. We don't have to get into that until he pitches his next start and then start diagnosing it. Only allowed one hit to a left-hander the entire game yesterday, and they had everything go perfect this weekend. Things can still slide a different direction, but Gold, you had pointed out, by the time they face the Guardians in about 2 weeks, by the time they face the Guardians here, or maybe like 8 days, they just needed to be within striking distance in order to take the division seriously. There's no way not to take it seriously. The Twins and the Guardians all have very difficult matchups over the next three games. You have a terrible team in the Angels. You have a chance, if you continue to play well, to squeeze this number even closer. And what I like about the way they played this weekend is the same thing I tried to point out to you the week before when people were panicking. Please do not judge the team when they look their worst. This is what the Royals look like at their best. Their best players, Vinny and Bobby, get hits. They get unsuspected runs out of Dairon Blanco over the weekend, and their starting rotation dominates, which leads you to getting the right bullpen arms to pitch, not the ones you don't want to pitch regularly. That's who they are at their best. We just saw them at their best against the Reds. That was a fun series. Every single game was an ass kicking.
Yeah, that's something you will sign up for the rest of the way, where it's a stress-free watch, stress-free listen, if you were listening on 96.5 The Fan throughout the weekend. Hopefully that was the case. And I think also when you look at the individuals, once again, that contributed, not just in the rotation, but at the plate. Yeah, you got Vinny Pascantino, who now leads the team in RBI. He continues to heat up and has been very, very good for this team. Bobby Wood Jr. throughout the weekend, right? It wasn't even his best weekend, but he still came up big. When you don't have to rely on the bullpen except for really Sunday. Sunday was the only day where you had to rely, I think, on the bullpen. I know the final score did not indicate that, but there was that moment.
No, you needed the bullpen when it was a little tighter.
What is it, the seventh inning when their bases were juiced and
Sam Long had put himself in deep trouble.
And you needed two strikeouts from Ursek. Other than that, you felt like it was a pretty stress-free type of game on Friday night and Saturday and Sunday, and the Royals did exactly what you're hoping them to do the rest of this month and ultimately into the month of September. Now, with all that said, and as great as this weekend was, I think we also know that the stretch of games coming up is ultimately what is going to decide the positioning of this team. They need to be in the position 3.5 cushion, all that, because of the stretch that's coming up. Like, to me, now they have positioned themselves to where if things were to get rocky over the next 20 against some really quality competition, they've at least put themselves where there's a little bit of wiggle room, albeit slim, compared to if they would have struggled this weekend and been only a half game up on Boston or something like that. There is a little bit of a cushion that hopefully they can continue to build against the Angels over the next three before they take on the Phillies. And then you're right, the Guardians, we know they have seven between the end of this month and the first week of September. They play them seven times.
I don't know what it is, like 19 games in a row against playoff teams, some of the best teams in baseball. It's not going to be favorable. It doesn't mean they can't win those games. Baseball's really tight. We're going to talk about that later. There's not some standalone team destroying the competition, because I've given you this stat before, and I give it to you because it has regularly been the single best resource to use when predicting who is a good team and will make the playoffs and who is a bad team and will not. Run differential. The Royals are currently, I'm going to be honest, they were a bit aided by adding 25 runs in this category this weekend, but it's a season damn long stat. So somebody else could have done that over a three-game set at a different time. They're second in baseball. They're only behind the New York Yankees. There are only five teams in baseball with a run differential of 100 plus 100 or more, and they're all in those. And look, once it starts, like you said, Phillies is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, four against the Guardians, including a doubleheader. Three more against the Astros, a team that is currently, I think, in first place still.
Yeah, they're going to win the West now.
In the West. Then three more against the Guardians, three more against the Twins, and three more against the Yankees. It's not getting easier. Like, the schedule's about to kick your ass a little bit. But what they've done all year, build themselves a nice little cushion because of stinky teams. And the Reds aren't, again, stinky, but they're average, and they've beaten up on those teams as well. This just felt like a weekend where everything went right, and I wanted the rotation to look good again for a rotation, and three starts through, good.
And here we go again. Lugo and Reagan, sir. Next up. Here we go. Like, we're back to the... So tonight, when you look at Seth Lugo and going up against an Angels team, how has he pitched? I mean, I think tonight is a big outing for him, just based off of where he's been. Does he show more like the all-star type of stuff that he was for 90% of the season? The last 10% or so has been different, whether it's innings, whether it's just not playing at a high level. He, of course, is going to have to find that again. And maybe tonight is just what the doctor ordered, a matchup against the Angels to kind of get back in your groove before that tough stretch begins. That would be a huge positive out of tonight. Yes, a win is ultimately what you want. But if you tell me they can win and Seth Lugo can look dominant again, I get it, it's against the Angels, but that to me is just what you're looking for the rest of the season, to believe that, hey, that's still there. Like that Lugo is capable of getting back to that level. Tonight seems like the perfect opportunity to do that, and they should have great crowds. One, we have Fandy at the K tonight, so you should come out and see Dusty throw the first pitch, see Cody, Nate, and Bob running the hot dog derby.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.